Okay, so here we go. So this book I'm going to read to you through this audiobook is called The Plot Chickens by Mary Jane and Herm A. Okay, let's begin. Plot Chickens. Henrietta loved to read. Soon she had every book on the farm a dozen times, so she went to town to find more. When she spotted people carrying books out of the library, she went inside to wait in line. When it was Henrietta's turn, the librarian said, "We have nothing for chickens here. Try the feed store." Frustrated, Henrietta clucked at the top of her lungs. "Bawk, bawk, bawk." "Well, why didn't you say so?" The librarian handed her three books. Henrietta was in reading Egg Stacy. Every day she read to her aunts and then returned the books to the library for more. One day, Henrietta said, "Reading books is so much fun. Writing books must be exhilarating." She searched the shelves until she found a book about writing. The librarian was impressed. When she got home, Henrietta read, "Rule 1, you need a main character." "That's me, Aunt Golda. I'm the main hand here." "The character should be interesting." "That's me, no me." Aunt Golda won because she was the oldest. Henrietta found a typewriter and began to peck out a story. Once upon a time, there was a hen named Aunt Golda. Rule 2. You need to hatch a plot. A plot of land? No. Plot is what happens in the story. It starts with rule number 3. Give your main character a problem.
"I don't want any problems."
"Me neither."
"No way."
"Then I'll just have to make up a character." Once upon a time, there was a hen named Maxine. Rule 4. Develop your plot by asking, "What if?" "What if Maxine goes into the woods alone? Her mother should tell her that that's dangerous." Maxine went walking alone in the woods, even though her mother told her it was dangerous. "Something bad will happen. A wolf might try following her." Suddenly, Maxine saw a wolf following her down the path. Then the wolf catches Maxine. The end. Good story. Maxine can't be caught. She must save herself. What if she shoots the wolf with a cyberspace ray gun? The wolf is toast. The end. Good story. That's silly. Hens don't have guns. Rule number 5. Write what you know. What if she hides? We hide from hawks every single day. Maxine hid under a bush. Then the wolf gets bored and leaves. The end. Good story. He can't leave yet. Rule number 6. Build suspense. Build a fence? Oh my god. Suspense. To make the reader worry. The wolf sniffed. "I smell a delicious young hen nearby." He started creeping toward Maxine's hiding place. Then he eats her. The end. Good story. Not yet. Rule number 7. Make your story come alive by using all 5 senses. Maxine heard the wolf growl. As he came closer, she saw his sharp teeth and smelled his wolfy body odor. When he was nearer still, she felt the heat of his icky breath. When he stuck his head through the leaves, Maxine tasted the bile rising from her gizzard. Then Maxine dies of fright. The end. Good story. That is not the end. Endings are the hardest part. Maxine's mother swoops in to save her at the nick of time. No! Rule number 8. The main character must solve her or his own problem. Maxine gathered her courage, then she plunged her sharp beak into the tip of the wolf's tender, soft nose. The wolf howled in pain and ran off, never to be seen again. The end. Good story. It's not a good story. It's a great story. Now I'll revise it until it's perfect, then send it to a publisher. Dear publisher, I am sending you The Perils of Maxine, a book about a chicken. I am well qualified to write the story because I am a chicken. I know how a chicken thinks and feels, and what a chicken likes to read. Excitedly yours, Henrietta. Many, many, many months later, the publisher sent a rejection letter. Dear Mrs. Henrietta, we do not publish books written by chickens. Even if we did, we wouldn't want one like this. We didn't like it. Don't quit your day job. Have a nice life. Hunter Fox, the editor. The aunts were devastated, but Henrietta never vowed not to brood over her rejection. I'll make my own books. Now she's painting, and I'm making books. Okay. Yellow. Then yellow plus magenta. Then yellow, magenta plus cyan. Yellow, magenta, cyan plus black. And taking the pages. When her books were finished, Henrietta gave one to the librarian. Your book should be reviewed. Send it to the corn book. So Henrietta mailed it off. When the corn book review came out, it said, Henrietta, the Perils of Maxine, 1,000 pages to Cider Press. Henrietta lays an egg with her first book. We hope Brenda will laugh. The Perils of Maxine shows why chickens should never write. This is odoriferous. Noah like. And odoriferous means it stinks. End of story. I'm going to keep writing, Henrietta said, but her feelings were a little, well, let's face it, a lot hurt. And a little voice inside her head kept saying, chickens shouldn't ever write. Henrietta's heart wasn't into writing anymore, but she even stopped going to the library. But her aunts missed hearing Henrietta read, so they bugged her until she went to get some books. Henrietta was embarrassed. Had the librarian seen that awful review? The Perils of Maxine by Henrietta, voted best book of the year by our Story Hour children. The children love your book. Will you read it to them? When Henrietta went into the story room, the children cheered. She read with dramatic expression. Of course, all the children heard was bah, 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 bah. But it didn't matter. They knew the story by heart. Bok, 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 bok. The Perils of Maxine. Once upon a time, there was a hen named Maxine. Maxine went walking alone in the woods, even though her mother told her it was dangerous. Suddenly, Maxine saw a wolf following her down the path. Maxine hid under a bush. The wolf sniffed. I smell a delicious young hen nearby. He started creeping toward Maxine's hiding place. Maxine heard the wolf's growl. As he came closer, he saw his sharp teeth and smelled his wolfy body odor. When he was nearer still, she felt the heat of his icky breath. When he stuck his head through the leaves, Maxine tasted the bile rising from her gizzard. Maxine gathered her courage, and she plunged her sharp beak into the tip of the wolf's tender nose. The wolf howled in pain and ran off, never to be seen again. The end. Okay, and that was The Plot Chickens by Mary Jane and Herm A.